consider some of our problems tonight. Let us never forget how fortunate we are to be living in America at this time of day. We have had the longest and most difficult war in our history, which maintained respect for the United States throughout around the world. We are the strongest and most prosperous nation in the world's history, so paragraph 1 of the Bible says that we have our strength. America has the play the leading knock, the leading role in reducing the burden of arms in the world, of bringing down the walls of hostility to divide the people of the world, of building the structure of lasting peace in the world. Because of our will, we have the means to move forward. Exciting. It is so essential that we put aside the differences of war and violence and turn the people of the challenges and turn now to the peace which can unite us. We must not overlook a third element. The military might hurt the economic power, which is essential. The patriots of history are screwed with the right of the nations. At the height of their strength and wealth, because their people became soft, and lost the very courage and spirit which had led to their dreams. It is ironical provided an opportunity for millions of Americans to see again the great spirit which made America the great nation it is. Days ago, it grew. To a man who has spent almost 8 years in captivity, and now to a man in captivity, who has spent almost 8 years. As in a several times before he answered. And then he said, "It is an evening. I'm not going to wait to say that there is faith. Faith in God and faith in my God." America has been sorely tested by war. But the American character will be tested even more by the challenges of peace which lie ahead. We ourselves are not among those challenges. If men who suffered so much for America could have such faith, let us, whoever seems so much.